I see the same buildings and stores pass by each year. When you're in the car for an hour every year, you memorize your surroundings. When we walk into the house, it already smells like Thanksgiving, and the familiar faces ring a bell, too. I hug the family who are already there and wander around hopelessly. I only have three cousins there every year, who are usually hovering around their mom, so I don't really hang out with them. I pour myself some apple cider and sit down pretending to be in the conversations around me. It's the usual small talk of how's work, or how's your son, or have you gone anywhere this year. The voices of those who are being lazy drain out the sounds of my aunts and my mom cooking.
Try this, I think it needs more salt.
How long do I cook this for?
As the day progresses, more and more people show up. Usually my Grandpa Charlie and his wife Kay show up first. The last people to come are always Eric and Paul. They are both friends of my aunt and uncle, but over the years they have become a familiar sight to see at Thanksgiving. Once my cousin runs around the house telling everyone to go to the table, we do as told. We sit around looking at the turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and other festive foods. Because I'm a vegetarian, I mostly stick to the mashed potatoes, salad, and the rolls. Big carbo load. So as you can see, the food isn't all that special to me at Thanksgiving. Before we all start eating, we all say, "Blessings on the meal," led by my cousin Hope.
Blessings on the meal.
I am always the first person to finish eating, so I wait at the table watching everybody stuff food into their mouths.
Can you pass the gravy?
After a long wait, people start to clear the food and start to head home. My mom and my dad always take leftover turkey to make turkey sandwiches for days to come. The car ride home is always a blur. I'm too full to keep my eyes open, and I know I won't be missing much.